Joe Gibbs knows about winning and losing. He's watching Denny Hamlin get a little bit punked by Chase Elliott. It's Joe Gibbs with the Freaks. Coach Joe Gibbs joining the Freaks. And Joe, you've got a couple of cars in Homestead, and you've got one guy that's leaving the team. Some mixed emotions going on here, Victor Lane, isn't it?
No, it was a day, really, the thrill of victory with Matt. It was just awesome having him win this race. I hope he does great things for his future and what he wants to do. He's been such a class guy and drove his heart out today. It was a great race with a lot of emotion. Then we had Denny, which is, you know, the agony of defeat. I mean, with what happened with Denny and FedEx, felt so bad about that. But, you know, it was a great day for Matt. We want to make the most of this.
I've often wondered, as a team owner, when you have guys that are doing so well and guys that aren't doing so well, how do you split that personality of yours to compliment or not to?
It's one of the hardest things about this sport is, you know, when you got multiple cars, you leave the racetrack, everybody's not going to be happy. And you hate that, but also it's part of what we do and it's part of the teamwork. It takes multiple cars up here to be able to win and figure everything out and afford to race the cars the way we race them. So but it is hard. It's hard.
Did your time in the National Football League dealing with those different personalities, the offense is having a good game, the defense isn't, help you prepare you for this?
Well, the principles are the same. If you get good people, you're going to win. You know, in football, if I pick the right 45 football players, they're going to make me look good. It's the same thing over here. It's having the right people, and I think we got the right people at Joe Gibbs Racing right now. You got to have real talent. And in the NFL, you got to have quarterbacks. Over here, you got to have drivers. And so in football, you got to have coaches, and over here, you got to have crew chiefs. So it parallels, and it's a team sport.
Joe Gibbs, thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
You know, Statman, listening to that conversation, knowing the pressure that winning a Super Bowl a few times as a professional National Football League coach, the significance of that when you got 150 million people watching you and maybe half of that's cheering for your team, and it just to talk to a guy like that that's won such a legendous a trophy, it just would seem that, you know, winning a cup championship stat is significant. And I'm not going to say it pales, but to be able to bring that to these garages is so significant.
Championships are hard. And it's not even funny that fans demand that their teams win championships. Championships are hard at any level. And I've won championships in sports with 10 people watching, and most of those were parents who had to be there. So it's difficult no matter what you do at any level. And for him to do it at the highest level of the sports that he's been involved with makes it even more significant that he's able to put the people together, like he said, to get a driver or quarterback or a coach and crew chief and all the centers and guards and tire changers and suspension people. I mean, it's just hard, and he has been able to do it on every level in two different sports. I think that makes him a Hall of Famer in life, much less in the NFL or NASCAR.